You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Then let's go back to the story reported by the Sunday Times as well as the City Press yesterday of hundreds of emails that show what is referred to as just the hold of the Gupta family in the public service in this country. Two weekend newspapers then reporting on this cache of damning emails detailing this astonishing information on the dealings between the Guptas, their companies, and some of South Africa's most senior government officials. Emails are between members of the Gupta family, some of their employees, President Jacob Zuma's son Duduzani, and they have brought forward fresh details on the mechanics of the Guptas' dubious state capture strategies, according to these newspapers. But what part of the shocking detail that came through are efforts by President Jacob Zuma to secure residency in the United Arab Emirates. And let's talk now to Gert van der Merwe, his attorney representing the Gupta family. Mr. van der Merwe, good morning. Thank you for your time.
Morning, Zolani.
Thanks indeed for coming through. Mr. van der Merwe, let me tell you, I've seen a lot of different responses attributed to yourselves. For instance, you are quoted by the New Age as saying that the emails are fake news. Did you really say that?
Now, can I tell you what I did say, and I think this, that should be one story throughout, is that the press release that came out yesterday says that the stories rely on emails that was never given to my client to consider, and it was timed and pitched so that you have this perception yesterday morning prior to the NEC meeting in Irene. And that resulted in fake news. I think that's where you got that from.
Oh, okay. But you're not saying that they are fake news. Because I suppose if you say they are fake news, the question is, how would you get to that conclusion if you haven't seen them yet?
No, that's the point, Zolani. My view is you can't consider whether the news is accurate or inaccurate until I've had the opportunity to read the emails and verify the authenticity thereof.
All right. So are you suggesting that the two newspapers didn't contact the family before publishing the stories yesterday?
I've asked them specifically. Apparently what happened is that there was an email late Saturday afternoon, early Saturday evening, calling on them to give some comments on what they intend to publish. And they did not speak to me, as they would usually do. They did not get copies of the documents on which these articles rely. And as a result thereof, I cannot say that they never contacted my client before it was published, but I can tell you that we never received a reasonable opportunity to respond.
Now, these emails, and I'm sure you read the articles, are damning emails. What is the family going to do then about it?
Well, I can tell you this. I'm waiting for them to give me the documents so that I can at least inspect them. And as soon as I know where the documents come from, how it got to the... I assume one will have to do two things. Firstly is understand whether these documents are in fact accurate and contextualized. That's the first thing. The second thing is one must understand how it got to or in the possession of the newspapers. And those are two separate investigations. Let me maybe respond to the first. If these emails are accurate, I'd like to consult with those witnesses, understand under which circumstances they were sent, and then I can comment on that, and I think that's just fair.
Sure, and the second one, because I'm just worried you may just end up concentrating on where and how the newspapers got hold of these emails as opposed to the content of the emails, because the content of the email is quite damaging.
You see, the contents of any email can be damaging if it's not quoted in context or commented on fairly. So again, one must understand how these emails, if they are indeed true and accurate emails, how it got to the possession of the newspaper. If it was an infringement of my client's right to privacy, that's something I'll investigate separately and I'll take that further with the newspapers. What I will not do is use it as an excuse not to respond to it.
All right, Mr. van der Merwe, let me thank you for your time this morning. Attorney representing the Gupta family, that's their view on the stories published by both the City Press and the Sunday Times yesterday. What is your view?